This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I think it's time that we told the tale. Last Saturday, the fate of 1,500 gnomes was at stake. In poor little Cootamundra, in a backyard, 1,500 gnomes were ready to face death. A call was put through to the gnome master, and I'm happy to say a saviour was found.
Yeah.
Because the gnome master travelled 800 kilometres to save these little fellas and brought them back to the Blue Mountains. I'm happy to say we have the gnome master on the phone right now. David Cook, good morning.
Oh, good morning, mate. How are you going?
Good. How are you going?
Oh, pretty good now. We've got over the trip.
Now, look, tell me, why were these gnomes facing death?
Well, I don't know whether they're facing death. It depends what they call death, I suppose. But I think they were facing the great big otter bin in the sky.
Wow. Oh, no.
That's right. What happened was that they'd been collected by this little old lady, I think, in Cootamundra. She'd been widowed for a number of years and perhaps came a little bit obsessed with collecting these. They were all sorts of sizes, little fridge magnets, right up to things that a big 1.5 metres concrete tall gnome in the backyard. And she just had them everywhere in the backyard. I was told there was about 1,000 of them. A local solicitor friend in the Rotary Club rang me and said, look, he was handling the sale of the house from this deceased estate, and what should he do with the gnomes? He, in fact, looked up gnomes on the website and got onto me through the Australian Gnome Convention site. I said, well, the last thing we want to do is see them destroyed. So I said, we'll come down and rescue them. So we used the word rescue. We had some little white outfits with Gnome Rescue Squad written on the back. So we got into the swing of things and we sort of wore our little red hats, of course, and away we went. The 800 kilometres was quite right because it was a 400 kilometres to Cootamundra, 4 hours to pack them all up and another 4 hours back home. So it was a long day, but it was well worth it.
Where did your obsession for gnomes come from? What got you into it in such a big way?
Well, I'm glad you asked because it's hardly an obsession. It's a bit of fun for us. It's part of our Rotary Club. It's the Lower Blue Mountains Rotary Club. I mean, when I say that, Rotary does sort of lots of good things worldwide, of course, and we do get involved, and it's not just men having lunch at lunchtime, but we do lots of things. This is just part of the community spirit that we get involved with here in Glenbrook because we've always run the Australia Day celebrations in Glenbrook on Australia Day. And about 5 years ago, we decided to just add something extra, whether it be a child's ride or a market stall. So we thought, well, why not ask the people to bring their garden gnomes out and have their own little garden gnome meeting? And yeah. So it started off as simple as that. And there was only 100 the first time we did it. Last year, we had 900 come. And now this year, of course, once I've picked up all the Cootamundra ones, there's going to be nearly 3,000 in the park at Glenbrook on Australia Day. So if it's an obsession, it's an obsession because it's just continuing the enjoyment of watching people see all these things in one spot.
I just want to back you up with that, David. Rotary do excellent stuff. We know that they do amazing work all over the world. Moving on from that, though, David, I do want to know.
Yeah.
What is it? What certificate do you have? What documentation do you hold that qualifies you as the gnome master?
Well, I get that from the gnomes themselves.
Wow.
It is, wow. And you know, I mean, when they meet, it's hard to determine what goes on because I'm the only one that can speak gnomish. And you can't, nobody else can understand them except me.
Would you be able to speak a little gnomish for us this morning?
Well, you can't hear it. It's just so silent.
Oh,
gotcha.
Wow.
We can't, yeah.
It's emerging, but you don't know what I'm saying.
So. Can't comprehend.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. And so what happens is they gave me the title of the Gnome Master and it just stuck and the Rotarians decided that that's what I was to be.
Fair enough. Well, Gnome Master, I would love for you to share with us some of the most unusual, quirky, creative gnomes that you've seen.
Wow. Look, it's really hard. I mean, apart from when I was in America last year as well, again on a Rotary trip, I was presented with a lovely gnome that's part of my personal prize possession, and he was a Boston Red Sox gnome.
Oh, wow!
And it's not unlike the football-type gnomes that we might get here with your favourite football club, but this fellow is just so beautiful. He's a great big thing. He's Boston Red Sox all painted up. And the funny thing was, it was given to me by a major supporter of the New York Yankees, you know?
Oh, really?
But other ones we've got, I mean, there's gnomes... gee whiz, there's names, unusual names with green hats rather than red hats. But
that's not right. I hope there's
got red hats.
I hope there's some prejudice going on, and the green hat gnomes are separated from the red hat gnomes.
You know, you hear stories of people stealing names and taking them overseas, and I'm sure you've heard those stories on your radio station. And I don't think it's an urban myth, but it's something that we don't encourage, of course, taking names out of people's gardens. But we do the same thing. We've got a couple of little soft fabric gnomes that when we go overseas, we take them with us. They get through all the airport security, of course, because there's only a little bit of knitted fabric. And we've taken pictures of them at the Eiffel Tower and the Statue of Liberty. They've been down to Antarctica, and we've had a guard in the Khyber Pass, would you believe, holding a name there with a photograph of the Khyber Pass in the background.
They are quirky little critters. Gnome Master David Cook, thank you for your rescue mission, and thank you for sharing your tale with us this morning.
Hey, that's fantastic. And if you'd like, you can check out all the photos on www.AustralianGnomeConvention, all one word, .com.au.
Been there and looking at it right now. It's great.
Thanks very much. Okay, good on you, mate.
Good on you. See you later. Fantastic.
There it is, AustralianGnomeConvention.com.au. There are some very funny photos on here.
It's a great thing. It's Australian too. It's funny. The old garden gnome. Everyone knows if you don't have one in your own yard, you will know someone that has at least one garden gnome in their backyard.
That's it's pretty fabulous.
Cool. Or front yard.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.